found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Well, hello. Happy end of 2023. I have been saying for months now, I've been saying, I got to bring the podcast back. But if we're going to be totally honest, it just seemed very daunting because my whole idea is that I want to have people on every week. Like, I don't want to just be sitting here talking to myself every single week. So I've been trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. And we're going to try to have at least one person every single week come and join me on the podcast. New and improved, Caffeinated and Confused. I'm still caffeinated. I'm still confused. Honestly, I think I might be more confused than I have ever been. So this really works out. But anyway, thank you for caring about the podcast. Thank you for messaging me and saying that you want to bring it back because, you know, a lot of life has been lived in the last 2 years. When was the last time I made a podcast? I feel like the last time I did a podcast was about the Atlanta Bumble guy, right? I want to say that was the last podcast that I gave to you. So a lot of life has happened since then. I've had multiple people be like, oh, Hannah, you need to do like your 2023 dating recap with all of the craziness that has ensued in my dating life. And we're going to do like a kind of a recap, I guess. Like, I guess I do need to keep you updated with certain nicknames of men that you might hear in the conversations that I'll be having with friends, because I'm sure situations will come up about certain men that I have dated and whatever in the last year and a half, 2 years. So we will talk about, I guess, I don't know, my dating recap. I don't even know where we left off. Like, I know we talked about Atlanta Bumble guy, which was more of a joke. That story was just wild. But I don't know. I don't think we talked about anyone that I went out with last year. So we'll get to that. I do want to, I guess, recap my 2023, which was a crazy year. I don't know if I've ever had this busy of a year in my life. And I know that you can see that if you follow me on social media, the amount of people who ask me if I ever sleep. I'm like, no, not really. But I have FOMO. So it's like I could sleep, but then I'm just going to be stressed out about all the fun I'm missing out on. So 2023 was a good year. I mean, a lot of highs and lows, not too many lows. I guess the lows were more my own issues, which we'll talk about. Issues that I feel like a lot of girls and probably guys go through and, you know, kind of having to get yourself out of it. But it was a great year. I made a lot of great new friends. It was the year of book club, which I know that my book club, we've been meeting for, I feel like it's going to be almost 2 years, but I feel like this year it's just a really great group of girls. I'm sure they're all listening right now. Hi, book club. And it's just been really great to have new friends, to have, you know, a girls' night once a month just to get together and laugh. And it's just been a lot of fun. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of our shenanigans on social media. My favorite probably being Halloween, when we decided to all dress up like each other. So we like all picked names and we had to show up to book club. It was a surprise whose name we chose, and we had to show up dressed like them. I have a really funny TikTok on it on my TikTok account, so you can go and check that out. But it's been really fun getting to get together with the girlies every single month and have fun. What else this year? Man, I have to like go back on my Instagram to see what even happened. Oh, Kelsey Ballerini. That was fun. Me and my one of my best friends, Laura, took a trip to Milwaukee to see Kelsey Ballerini at the rave. We got to hang out with her before the show. And this was right when her and Chase Stokes started dating. They were public, but we were like freaking out because he was there. We were backstage with her hanging out and he was there, and we got to talk to him. Like, she brought him up and we were all just hanging out, shooting the shit pretty much. And Laura and I were like, oh my God, we want to ask for a photo so bad. Like, it's John B. The new season, I think, had just come out. So we're like, but then we wanted to play it cool. So we're like, okay, we can't. Like, we can't ask for a picture. We have to play it cool. And now we, every single week, are like, why didn't we ask for a picture? But we lived in the moment. It was fun. But that was a really fun night. Minus the fact that I had the stomach flu for the first time in my adult life. Like, I don't think I've had the flu since I was a kid. So I was down bad for 3 days. I was also going through, not a breakup, I guess like a situationship breakup. I don't even know. It was a weird week of my life rolling into that Kelsey Ballerini show. So I feel like it came at kind of the perfect time. That was a lot of fun. I took a trip to Nashville in April. Was that April? Was that May? I think it was April. I forced one of my really good friends, Trey, to come with me. I booked the trip by myself. I was just going to head there by myself, but it was his 30th birthday. So like 2 days before I was supposed to leave, I forced him to book a flight with me. And so we spent like 3 days in Nashville. I also had like not my proudest moment in Nashville, and I can laugh about it now because it is funny. I mean, I am 34 years old and I threw up on a street corner, which is pretty wild. So Trey and I got to town. We left at like the crack of dawn on a Monday. We got to Nashville. We dropped our stuff off at my friend Juliana's house. Shout out Juliana. She hosted us for the couple days that we were there, and she had work stuff to do. So we're like, oh, we'll just hit Broadway. You know, we'll just wander around. We are in our sweats. Quite literally, we're in the clothes that we wore on the airplane. And we're like, whatever, we'll just bar hop. And bar hop we did. I don't know what kind of drinks we were drinking, but we were on Broadway. I think we had Juliana pick us up at like 4:30, and then we went and changed, which I was just talking to Trey about this the other day. I'm like, I don't even know how I got ready, and I looked pretty decent that night we went out. I don't know how I got ready after drinking all day. So then, I mean, we went to dinner, and then we went out, ran into Matt Stell at one of the bars, which is funny because I was going to see him again a couple days later when he came for St. Jude Jam. So of course I'm like 9 hours into drinking and I see him across the bar and I start shouting at him. We have a rapport, like we've hung out before, so he knew who I was, but that was kind of funny. But anyway, so then we continued. We stayed out all night. I think we went to bed at 2 in the morning, probably later than that. And I had a work meeting the next day because I at the time was doing a show in Nashville and I had never met the staff. Like I had never met the other people that I was on air with. So I reached out to my boss at the time there and I was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Would love to see you guys. And it just so happened that they had like a promo meeting at noon on Tuesday. So they invited me to come and then we were getting lunch. So drank all day the day before, woke up Tuesday and had to pull myself together. When I tell you I was a zombie walking through Juliana's apartment, trying to get my life together, Trey cracks open a White Claw at, I don't even know, 11 a.m. and I almost threw up. He's yelling at me to pull it together. So I'm trying really hard. And then I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I couldn't. So I got dressed, got it together. Juliana was driving us to the station. We're about a block away and I look at her. I was like, is there a gas station nearby? She was like, no, why? What do you need? I'm like, I don't need anything. I need to literally throw up. I'm about to die. So she pulls over next to some random train track and I just lost it. It was not my proudest moment, but it was so funny because I had mascara dripping down my face and I quite literally had to go meet a bunch of people who I've never met before. And any other normal person probably would have tried to hide it. I didn't. I walked right in the door. I sat down in that meeting and I was like, I just need everyone to know I just puked outside. So just nice to meet you. I'm Hannah. This is me. And then had a good meeting. We went to lunch at the Soho House, which is bougie. My boss there had like a membership. You need a membership to get in. You're not allowed to have your phone out because it's where all the celebrities go and they don't want their pictures taken and stuff. So you're not allowed to have your phone out. I didn't even want to have mine on the table. I was freaking out. I didn't even want to respond to a text because I was so scared. And then Be Real went off while we were there and I did sneak a Be Real, but I didn't see any celebrities, but it was a really cool spot. Had a Bloody Mary and then I was back on the wagon and then we had ourselves of the time. Went to Breland's show, which was so cool. I love Breland. He spent some time here last year. He did the anthem for a Packer game and we went out. I took him out the night before when I was supposed to have him home early because he had to sing the national anthem in front of tens of thousands of people at noon the next day. And we had him out until 2:30 in the morning. So we had ourselves some fun. So he was doing a charity show in Nashville. That's kind of why I went there. I was like, oh, I want to go check out Breland's show. It was really cool. He had like Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, Tyler Hubbard. I mean, it was a stacked lineup. Nate Smith, ex-ambassadors. So we went to that hours after I puked in a ditch. We were at Breland's show at the Ryman, which I've never been there before. And then he had a party after, like a private party thing after the show where a lot of the artists who played came. None of like the big ones, but it was still really cool. So we got to see him for a little bit and then have some fun. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. I think the clock hit midnight and I turned into a pumpkin. I forced Trey and Juliana to leave because I was not doing okay. Trey likes to say that I forced him to leave, but I looked at him at one point and he looked back at me just as tired and he said, do you want to go? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, thank God, because I want to go too. So he tries to act like I'm the one who pulled him out, but really he wanted to go too. So overall, I mean, we were only in Nashville. We flew in Monday and we flew out Wednesday late afternoon. So it was a very quick trip, but it was so much fun. I mean, I could do a full podcast about it. And maybe I will. Maybe I'll have Trey as one of my guests, but that was definitely a highlight of the year. Went from Nashville to Milwaukee for Morgan Wallen, St. Jude Jam. Then I went to Chicago. Literally, April was the craziest month. I think I was gone every single weekend. Was in Chicago for Laura's 30th birthday. That drive home was not fun, but April was a good month. May, I had a lot of weddings. Memorial weekend, I went to two weddings back to back, one in Door County for my friends Dana and Charlie. It was probably the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. Shout out Dana for planning that. And Charlie, I don't think you helped, but it was absolutely beautiful. And then Brooke, my book club girly, she got married in Green Bay the next day. And that was a beautiful wedding as well. It was so much fun. A lot of weddings. A lot of people are like, do you ever not go to a wedding? I'm like, listen, Linda, I love me a wedding. What else? This summer I had my birthday then a couple weeks later. I spent my birthday up north with all of my friends. We went to my friend's cabin. We golfed, we drank, we had a blast. And then my birthday was actually on Sunday. So then we did a Sunday fun day with all the book club girls, which was really fun. We had a lot of great concerts this summer. A lot of great shows like in Green Bay. Obviously, I went to Taylor Swift. Are you kidding me? That was like the highlight of my year. Went to her show in Minnesota with my best friend Ange. I cried. Literally, it was like, I mean, we were in the worst seats, I think, in the whole place. We were like 10 rows from the top, but it was one of the most magical nights of my life. It was so much fun. That was also a crazy weekend. I had Eric Church in Milwaukee on Thursday. Friday morning, got up, drove to Minneapolis, got dinner with some of my high school friends Friday night, started throwing up. Don't know what happened. I don't know what it was with my stomach flu this year, but got super sick that Friday night. And I was like, I swear to God, if I'm sick for Taylor Swift, I will riot. But I pulled through, had a blast. So I did Eric Church Thursday, Taylor Swift Saturday. And then the next weekend was 4th of July. When I told you I didn't sleep, I'm not kidding. So 4th of July, Door County, then went back to Milwaukee for Zach Bryan, which was one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was a very busy summer. Spent a lot of weekends up north with friends, went to Door County a couple times, and then it was football season. So we've gone to every home Packer game, had a blast, went to Scottsdale in October for Laura's bachelorette party. Oh, that was, I mean, a time. We had so much fun. It was like 100 something degrees every single day. We just laid by the pool. It was a lot of fun with just like the best group of girls. We had an Airbnb where the whole backyard was like paintings of the weekend, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. That house is like a basic bee's dream come true. Seriously, every wall was a mural. If you are going to Scottsdale for any kind of bachelorette party, message me and I will send you the link because it was amazing. So yeah. And then Laura's wedding, obviously in November. That was such a blast. It was such a perfect weekend. It was so much fun. And yeah, now here we are. Went from that into Friendsgiving. Done a lot of holiday activities. But this year was definitely busy, but it was a lot of fun. I made a lot of core memories with a lot of amazing people. I really, truly am so lucky to have the people in my life that I do. I have the best friends. They're so much fun. But they're also like a group of people that you can just lay on a couch with or have game nights with or just like call them crying and they'll help you. So just a really good year with good people. So that's kind of, I guess, my 2023 recap. Yeah, that was my 2023 kind of in a nutshell as far as just life goes, like my social life, different events and places I traveled and stuff I did. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more that happened, but I'm going to have different friends and people on the podcast over the weeks, and I'm sure that we'll get more into it. So I don't want to bore you with every little detail. I told enough stories. And I know, I mean, I did a poll on my Instagram yesterday, or I did one of those question boxes that said, what do you want to hear about on the first podcast back? back. And quite literally 96% of you said my dating life. So I know that is why majority of you are here, because you enjoy hearing my stories. And I know that it's because everyone is going through the same stuff. I mean, a lot of single girlies that are listening to this podcast are going through the exact same thing. I mean, a lot of my single friends are going through the exact same things that I've gone through. So I know that that's why you enjoy hearing about it. I hate talking about it, at least when I'm by myself, because I just feel, I don't know, I feel weird talking about it. I feel, I don't know. I just think it seems odd that I'm in a room by myself and I'm about to blast all these guys that I've dated in the last year and a half. And guys, I know I'm for sure posting to my story, at least, that this podcast is out. And a lot of these men that I have dated or seen or gone out with or whatever, rendezvoused with, will probably click on it if they see it. And they probably just heard me say I'm going to blast these guys, and now they're literally pissing their pants. I'm not going to actually blast you. Like, I come up with nicknames. If you are an OG podcast listener, you know every guy I go out with gets a nickname, because I don't ever want their identity to be figured out. I don't know if you guys remember this. Maybe you will. Back in the Instagram dad days, when I accidentally said his real name, and I had probably like 5 or 6 girls message me on Instagram they had found him on Instagram just because I accidentally said his first name. Luckily at that time, I mean, it wasn't anything bad. And the girls were like, "Ooh, girl, good for you," after they had found who he was. So that is why I am protecting the identity of these men, mostly because, you know, they've done me wrong, so I guess I shouldn't protect them, but I will, because I do want to find a husband one day. And I feel like if I'm on a podcast blasting every man I've had a thing with, my chances of finding Prince Charming will definitely dwindle, and they're already very dwindled, let me tell you. So mostly what I'm trying to say here is that the point of this episode is not to like be a petty girl and blast any man who has done me wrong. The point is because I am gonna be having people close to my life on the podcast later on, and I'm sure different stories will come up about these nicknames, and you're going to be like, who in the heck is that? So basically, this is just a way for you to know who the nicknames are and to get a recap on how much of a mess my dating life has been the last year and a half. You really haven't heard much of anything, and there's been a lot going on. Everyone, you know, there's like a TikTok trend right now where you do a dating recap and it shows where you met the guys, you went, what you did. I really am going to be transparent with you and say that I did not go crazy and go on dates with a bunch of different guys in the year 2023. 2022, absolutely I did that. I went on more dates. There was one week in 2022 that I went on 3 dates with 3 different men in like a 5-day span. And when I tell you, I was exhausted after that week. So 2022 was like, I'm throwing everything in the kitchen sink. I think that's a saying. And we're just gonna go for it. And then mid-2023, I realized I need a break. So I deleted all dating apps after a situation ended with a man, which we'll get to, his nickname, whatever. And I was very bummed by it. Like, I was very thrown off by what transpired and what happened. And I think my guards went way up. They had come down a little bit and then they went right back up. So I deleted all dating apps, and I've gone out, I think, since that situation, which was like July, it ended. I maybe have gone on like 4 dates. I mean, I've had different people reach out and hook me up with people, or set me up, I guess I should say, with other people. And obviously it hasn't worked. I had good times, but I just needed a break from, I feel like every girl will get this, when you're going through a cycle where you're constantly talking to someone and then you almost get validation throughout the day from like, how is that person acting with me? Have they texted me yet today? And then you get the anxiety of if they haven't texted you. And that has just been my life for the last couple of years. And it was just kind of exhausting. And I was having a really good year in all other aspects. I mean, I just told you about all of the fun, awesome stuff that I did and all of the people that I was surrounded by. And I'm like, why am I letting, if I'm talking to a man or if a guy likes me back, determine how I feel as a human? And it was a light bulb moment for me, because I'm definitely, I mean, I feel like all of my friends, my guy friends, have said this to me too when I've asked them for advice, that I come off as a very confident person. And I come off as someone who I don't know, I guess like doesn't feel bad about themselves, but I definitely let things get me to that point. And I like was definitely letting men and dating and situations determine if I was good enough as a human, which is so crappy, so dumb. I know a lot of anyone, man, woman, has definitely gone through that, but I kind of felt like I hit a breaking point with it. And I just wanted to focus on me and focus on all of the great stuff that was going on and focus on the good rather than like, you know, why did another relationship or whatever, and you know, why didn't they think I was good enough? It's like, well, I don't know if that's actually the case. I definitely think I'm good enough. I think I have a, you know, I will make someone very happy one day. I guess that just wasn't, these weren't the right situations for me, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very easy to get down on yourself, and I was just sick of letting that kind of determine my mood that month. So it has been a very freeing 5 months, I guess it's been, since I kind of stopped, I don't want to say putting myself out there. When I explain this to people in my life, I'm like, I'm not putting myself out there. Like, I'm not saying no if an opportunity arises. Like, if someone wants to set me up with someone, like, I'll give it a shot. I'm not being like, no, I cannot. But I'm just not out seeking it right now, which is totally okay with me. 2024, we'll get back in the game. But it has been very nice to just not let my anxious attachment style take over my life. It's been so great. So that is kind of the recap of like my mindset with dating right now. And I've given this advice to other girls who have been going through the same things that I have been going through. I know it's really hard when you want to find that person and you like don't want to just stop, or you don't want to delete the apps and whatever. I did that for years. Trust me when I say it feels very good. Okay. It takes a minute to like get used to not getting that validation or having a guy who's texting you. It takes you a minute to get past that, but once you do, man, it's so nice. You sleep better. It's just, it's great. So I highly recommend it. But anyway, okay, we will get to some of the nicknames of some of these men, and I'll tell you some stories that I'm sure a lot of girls can relate to, because dating in 2023, soon to be 2024, is truly, I mean, the worst. Like, it's bad. So I don't have all the time in the world to tell you about every date that I went on last year. So I will just focus on, I guess, like key nicknames that you might hear throughout the episodes. I should have made one of those templates where you can like keep track. I'm really not going to give you too many, I guess, just key things. And some of them I'll bring up just because cute dates that I went on. There are a couple of those. And yeah, so men listening who have done me wrong or who I've had any kind of romantical situation with, don't get your panties in a wad. I'm not going to call you by name. I am going to say my honest feelings and my honest opinions about what might have happened, but I'm not going to make your life a living hell. Although there have been days when I've wanted to, but I won't, because I'm growing. You know, we're evolving in the year 2024. So we left off, I think the last date that I went on, we're not talking Atlanta Bumble guy because that didn't count, was Air Force Man. That was the hinterland guy. I want to say that's where we ended off. Anyway, I haven't talked to him since he went back to Germany. Hope he's doing well. He has a local family. I forget what, it's like a very little town that he is from. It was like 40 minutes away, and I can't remember. But that was an amazing date. I think I've already talked on it about it. We went to dinner at Hinterland and we were the last people there. They had to like kick us out, and it was right before Thanksgiving. So they had all of the Christmas lights up and the Titletown area. So we walked around, did a little smoochy smooch under all the Christmas lights. Truly a dream. It was a Hallmark movie. And he was, I gotta say, he was probably the most attractive man that I've ever gone out with. Like, he was a hottie. So shout out to Air Force guy, wherever you might be. He's not listening to this because he doesn't have social media. Probably forgets that I even exist. That's fine. It was a long time. It was over 2 years ago. I think that was like Thanksgiving of, was that? Or was that Thanksgiving last year? I honestly can't even remember. Oh no, that was Thanksgiving last year. Okay. Anyway, Air Force guy, hope you're doing good. So then we had the holidays. Then we went to Atlanta. I think that was in February. And then I came home and I'm like, all right, let's give the dating apps another whirl. Let's see what's out there. And I think one of the first dates I went on after my last podcast was one of my favorite dates that I have gone on, because it was just very like organic. So I matched with this guy on, I want to say Hinge, one of the dating apps. And we call him Soup Guy. That was his nickname with my friends and I. And he was a local guy. We actually went to the same high school. I feel like I'm giving away too much information, but probably not. We went to the same high school. He was younger than me. I don't think we were in high school at the same time. But we talked for... Also, keep in mind, this is a squirrel moment, but we talked for probably 2 days. Like, we exchanged numbers right away. We only talked for maybe a day or two when he asked me out, which I think is the way to go. Don't be stringing these girls along. Like, I'm not trying to be someone's pen pal. I hate when someone that's all they do is just text you or Snapchat you. It's like, are we going to go out or what is the deal? So that was number one green flag with, suit guy, is that he asked me out right away. And I want to say he asked me out for like that day. It wasn't, oh, you know, are you available a week from now? I think I was at work, we were texting, and he was like, what are you doing for dinner tonight? Let's get dinner. And so we did. And we went and got sushi, which is my favorite. We all know I love sushi. And we had been talking about, which it was good, like conversation was great, wasn't awkward, had good food, had a couple drinks. And we had been talking about golf and how we both needed new golf shoes for the upcoming golf season. So then dinner's wrapping up and he's like, well, what do you like? Do you want to go shopping? You want to go to Target or wherever? Or I think we went to Dick's. He's like, do you want to see? I mean, I think they're still open for another 20 minutes. We can go see if we can find golf shoes. And I was like, little things, you know, it was just very normal. It was something that normal, I guess, couple, we were in a couple, it was our first date, but it was just something that I'm like, oh, you know, doing mundane things with someone I think is really cute. So we went shopping, we went to like Dick's and Target, and then he dropped me back off at my car, had a nice little, I guess I'm a first date smoocher. I should probably, maybe that's my problem. Maybe I'm kissing these guys too soon. But anyway, so that was a very cute first date. And then our second date, we went grocery shopping. He picked me up. We went grocery shopping and then we made dinner at my place and then watched a movie. And that was super fun. Then I saw him he was golfing at the same time I was a couple days later. And so then we met up at the golf course and everything was going like swimmingly. I mean, we saw each other 3 times in the first week and a half or something like that. And then we were trying to make plans to get together again. And I notice I'm like, my anxious attachment style starts going off. Like the dinger starts going off. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. Something feels different. Am I being crazy or is this really happening? And I was right out of nowhere after work one day. Keep in mind, he texted me good morning that morning. We were talking all day. Everything was normal. And that night I came home from work and he sends me a novel. And you know, when you see, I don't even know how the text started, but you know, when you just know, you see the beginning of the text and you just know it's going to be that one. So my heart, you know, dropped to my butthole. And it was basically the classic. I mean, the amount of times I've gotten this text now is comical, where it was, you know, I've been thinking and you are, I think he told me that I was the best girl he's ever gone out with. He was like, you're the most amazing, like, best person I've ever gone out with. Like, you are truly amazing, like, in every way, and blah blah blah. And he's like, but I just don't, I need to figure out if I'm ready for a relationship. Like, it's so comical at this point. Like, I can't help but just laugh. It is ridiculous. But he went on this whole thing, whatever, and I don't think I was like mean back, but I wasn't super friendly. I was just like, well, what the hell, like, this is confusing, whatever. And for some reason that one and another one really like kind of gutted me a little bit, because I had no reason to think that was going to happen, you know. And granted, it had only been like 2 weeks, it wasn't even a long time, but it still was just kind of like, what in the world? So that happened. And then I want to say we didn't talk for a couple of days. And then I think I went to a concert that weekend and then he started Snapchatting me. So then he was like sending me pictures and stuff of like his weekend. And then I was just really confused. And we kind of, I guess, talked back and forth, not seriously, for a couple of days and then just stopped. Then I had an inkling that he ended things with me because he met another girl, which is something that happened to me again this year. So we'll get into that. But turns out I was right and he's now engaged to her. So I guess you're welcome for being your burnt pancake. I think that's true. I'm going to start calling myself the burnt pancake. If you haven't heard that, it's like when a dude gets out of a relationship and you're like the first person they date after, and you're basically like the rebound, and then the person after you is like their fluffy perfect pancake and the one that they stay with. So I guess just call me burnt pancakes. So happy for him. Truly, I mean, he was a really, really, really good guy. I think that's why I was so bummed about it, because he was just like a really genuine dude and we had a good time. But I do, in hindsight now, as most of life you figure out in hindsight, that I don't think we would have like been the perfect match. You know, I mean, we had conversations where very much, if you know me or you listen to me on the radio or you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm the girl who's going to like stay out until everyone leaves. I'm the last person at every party. Like, I like a good time. I'm also really good at chilling out, but I have FOMO. Like, I want to be around different stuff. And he was very much more of a homebody, which is fine. So I just like, in hindsight, it probably wouldn't have worked long term. We had fun. We had great couple dates. And that was that. So if you hear me talk about suit guy, that's him. And this was another example of how I have the best friends in the whole world, because him and I were not even dating, I guess. Like, we only went out a couple times. But I was really bummed when I got that text. And I think I was like talking to my friends Sue and Nicole at the time, and I told them. They showed up 10 minutes later with flowers and wine, and they came over and we drank. And I just have the best friends. So I just want to say thank you to them for that again, because truly we'll never forget it. And it wasn't even for someone I was dating. Like, that's why my friends are so cool. You know, it wasn't even a long-term, it wasn't even a relationship to begin with. So anyway, they're the best. So, suit guy. I need to like look at a list of men that I have dated. All right, so there are a couple people on the list. I mean, by a couple, I mean a lot, that I'm not even going to talk about because I just feel like I don't think I'll ever talk about them. Some of the nicknames are also inappropriate, and I definitely do not want to be talking about it on this podcast. So we'll skip over some guys. Then we have, I'm only bringing this up because I know that I was just with him this morning and I will have him on the podcast. Let's just say your girl is into sliding into DMs, and I slid into this guy's DMs. We called him 23-year-old at the time. That was his nickname. And we talked for like a little bit, I don't know, and then I invited him to go golfing. So then we went golfing, and then we just became really good friends. I mean, him and I got dinner last night, went for a walk for coffee this morning. His real name is Nate. I told him this morning on our walk that I wouldn't call him by his nickname. But if you ever hear, like, if any of my friends say 23-year-old, that is who we're talking about, Nate. So he is the best. We had a good time golfing. We love telling the story that when it was like the end of, so we went golfing after work, we were on the last hole and it was starting to get dark, and he was like, I'm not even gonna putt, like I can't even see, whatever. I was like, well, I'm still going to. So I went up there, the freaking sprinklers go off on me. It's like the sun is setting, there's barely any light, the freaking sprinklers go off on me. So I start running to the golf cart, and then instead of driving away from the water, he turns the golf cart and puts me back in the water. So we like to laugh about that, but good old 23-year-old Nate. Good guy. Then we meet a couple months later. I think we call him Tattoo Guy, and good God, he's probably listening to this. We name him Tattoo Guy. Met him in the wild. I like to say that when I don't meet a man on a dating app. I met him at a bar for a Packer game, and we were like with a group of people. Obviously, I thought he was very attractive, and we just kind of talked, and then we both left at the same time but not together. And then I like got home and I checked my Instagram, and he had followed me and then sent me a message asking if I would like to go grab one more drink somewhere else, which I don't know like why to this day he didn't just ask me in person face to face. Was probably nervous, I don't know. But I was already home, so I was like, oh, sorry, but you know, we can get a drink soon. You know, I think it was a Thursday night and I was busy, I was out of town that weekend. So we planned to get drinks the next week, and we did. And got a couple drinks. We went to two different places. Like, conversation, he's a really nice dude, so we had like a conversation, whatever. He made it very clear in our conversation when we got drinks that night that he wasn't sure, like, what, he wasn't out actively seeking a relationship. Again, I'm telling you, it's comical the amount, like, I think every man says that because he had just gone through something, whatever. So I didn't have, you know, this like need to change this man or hope that he changes his mind. Like, it was just, we were having fun. But it was a couple days later that I was with some friends, and one of my friends, who's a guy, was like scrolling through his Instagram feed, and I was sitting next to him. So I'm like watching him scroll, and all of a sudden I see a picture of this tattoo man with another girl, and I'm like, wait, what? And I was like, scroll back to that. What is that? And it was him with this girl, and she had posted multiple pictures of them. So I'm like, what in the heck is going on? So I send Tattoo Man a Snapchat picture of that picture. And I'm like, what's going on? And basically he said, like, I told, you know, her the same thing I told you, that I'm not looking for fun. Like, she's really awesome, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I just don't know if I'm ready. And I basically was like, okay, that's confusing, but whatever. So we never went out again after that. I still see him all the time. Like, I still talk to him here and there. No bad blood, but it was just a very funny. I'm like, literally only in my life would that happen. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, they're dating now. So congrats to them. Beautiful couple. Why does this always happen? Now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, this is actually really funny. Oh my God. So who else do we have from last year? This is all last year, by the way. We're getting into fall-ish of last year. We went out with Hy-Vee guy, who was the manager of Hy-Vee. It was like when it was just opening. I think I met him on a dating app. We went to Hinterland. Was not a match. He actually, on the date... You guys, like when I tell you, I've never wanted to leave a date before, but I was like, I need to get the heck out of here. He was really nice, but he was just odd. And he at one point like asked if he could feel my hair because I play with my hair, I guess. And he was just like, your hair looks so soft. Like, can I feel your hair? I'm like, that's weird. He did that. He asked me if my eyelashes were real, which I'm like, no, they're not. But that's a weird question to ask. And then at one point during the date, he just like point blank was like, so like, how are you still single? And I just think that's a very odd question to ask on a first date. Like, I don't know, dude, how are you? I didn't like that. So anyway, I never saw him again. I don't even think he runs the store anymore. Great store though, but yeah. So that was Hy-Vee guy. Cedarburg guy, went out with him like 3 or 4 times. That didn't work out because he lives in Cedarburg and he has children. So like, I'm not going to move there. He's not going to move here because he has kids. So just didn't work out. Still talk to him every once in a while. I feel like there's no one else of significance. Anyone who has like nicknames. Anyway, ooh, this is a funny story. Actually, this is just like another reason I hate dating apps. So I matched with this dude. We called him UPS guy. He's a UPS driver. And we actually had like really good conversation. I mean, we would talk like all day, seemed like a fun dude. And then we had plans to go out. So he lived in like the Sheboygan area and he was going to come here on like a Friday. We had plans to go to get tacos and margaritas. And so, or no, this was on a Saturday because I think I texted him that morning. Yeah, it was a weekend. Saturday morning we were texting and I was like, oh, you know, what time tonight? If you want to just leave your car here, like, or pick me up, or we can meet there, whatever. He was like, yeah, perfect. Still on. I just left brunch with the boys, but can be there, like, whatever. And so then I think I responded, or that's when I responded and said, well, do you want to meet there? Or do you want to, whatever? And he never responded. He never responded. And I'm not going to go and like, if this is what you're doing in the beginning, I do not want to date you in the long run anyway. But I was flabbergasted. I was just like, what? And I'm not about to message him again and be like, what's going on? Why aren't you responding? So I didn't. And I ran into him. But just a wild thing. I deleted him on like everything. I think we're still friends on Instagram, but I deleted him on Snapchat. I was like, I don't need this man seeing what I'm doing. But then I ran into him. I saw him at a Packer game at one of the bars after the game. And I feel like we like saw each other. And I think he fully panicked when he saw me, or he was just drunk. I don't know, but it was super awkward. And then he responded to an Instagram story of mine a couple weeks ago, which was very weird. So anyway, that was UPS guy. All right. So now we are in to 2023 and I am only going to tell you about 2 men, maybe 3. I'll tell you about 3 men from this year. And the first one, we called him Pink Flamingo guy. So I met him last year at the Pink Flamingo, which is a men's slow pitch softball tournament in De Pere. My family started it years ago, so it's a whole to do. We spend the whole weekend at the park. It's so much fun. Anyway, I met this guy there last year and met him at a bar. We like invited him up to my friend's rooftop and whatever. I like thought he was super cute, and him and I were talking most of the night. So then I knew someone who knew who his friends were. So I like asked around, figured out who he was, followed him on Instagram. Then we like started talking, but not really talking. I mean, I guess like I tried putting the ball in his court. Like I reached out to him and then I was like, well, if he's interested, then he'll make something happen. But we just kind of like would randomly talk here and there, and then didn't talk to him for months. And then on New Year's Eve, I get like a DM from him that was asking me what I was doing on New Year's Eve. It was probably like 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And I was like, well, that's kind of random because we don't really you know, ask what each other are doing, whatevs. So then we randomly would talk here and there. I like asked him for his number. And then I think I kept having to like make the move, I guess. So then in February, whenever Kelsey Ballerini was, that was like the week, I don't know. I think maybe in February, we finally got together for drinks. And because we had been, I don't know, we had been talking about getting together. And I was like, well, we should get drinks. And then I was like, do you like beer? Like, there's a bunch of different breweries. We can go try this brewery. So that's what we did. And it was very easily could have a conversation with him. It was not awkward at all. We like had some beers, we played card games, and I very much enjoyed it. I was like, oh, like I like, I mean, granted, first date, I'm not falling in love, but I'm like, oh, like I really like this guy. And it seems like he has really good friends and that he actually has fun and that he like goes out and like is social, which is something that I am looking for. And I'm like, I feel like my friends would like him, which is another thing that's important to me, whatever. So I was under the impression that it was like a good time. And then his friends were all at a different bar. So then we left there and went and met up with his friends, had a good time with his friends that night, like stayed out. I left, like they were all still there when I left. He like walked me to my car, hugged whatever, said we should do this again. And like, I very much had fun and I loved his friends. So, and I texted him that night and I was like, I know, I like, I don't know if this is cringe or this is like embarrassing to say so soon that I had a really good time, but like, I had a really good time with you tonight. And he said the same, whatever. So I was like, we should do it again soon. He was like, for sure. But then I guess like I kept trying to put the ball in his court again. And then like a week or two went by, we didn't see each other, but then we made plans to meet up one night for drinks again. And then his friends were all out for like this band or something. So then we met his friends out and then we had like a super fun night. We stayed out all night. Things transpired, whatever. I thought things were like, I was under the impression that it was like more than a friend's situation, and I think any other person would as well. But long story short, then I didn't hear from him for a couple of days, and then I was very confused and I was like, what's going on, you know, like what's the haps? Then he says, this was like, I have the stomach flu while all of this is going on. And he pulls the like, oh, like I thought we were just having fun, like I didn't know that's what you were looking for. And I'm like, you're full of crap. Obviously that's what, you know, I was looking for, but I guess men are just dumb. Nothing against him, he's whatever. But then I was very much like, okay, well, I'm going to put the kibosh on this. And then he was like bummed by that because he's like, well, I'd like still want you in my life. And I'm like, well, I can't do that because we're not on the same page, whatever. So we didn't talk for a couple months. But then, I mean, when I like, I love his friends at this point. And so I'm like, well, I still want to hang out with his friends. So I did, because they're amazing. And this is my, in hindsight of this situation, is that like I was meant to become friends with his friends. They're literally the best. I love them so much. So him and I didn't talk for a couple of months. And then I got drunk one night and accidentally reached out to him. You know how it goes. And we like talked again for a minute, blah, blah, blah. I did not make a big deal of it. I was like very much at this point knew what to expect. So I definitely didn't make a big deal of it. Like I was just like trying to be friendly at this point. And there were a couple moments that I like lost my cool, I guess, a little bit, like when I saw him flirting with other girls in front of me, and I just didn't love that, but I didn't yell at him for it. Like I just walked away. I just, you know, whatever. I'm a girl. I'm a human. What do you want from me? So then things are fine for months, you know, running in the same circle, whatever. Things are all well. And then something came up where he said a not so great comment about me to one of my best friends, and it came back to me. I didn't even make a big deal of it. Then like a month after that happened, I don't even know what happened. It was just a whole to-do. And then he lost his mind on me being like that I was reading the room wrong and that he's sick of hearing about it and blah, blah, blah. So we have not spoken a single word since then. It was, I got it, you know, the texts he sent me were not nice. They were pretty insane and they really hurt my feelings a lot. And I cried in the bathroom at work and then I haven't talked to him since or seen him. So that's Pink Flamingo Guy. I'm telling you, my dating life is a mess and I don't want this podcast to go on for 10 hours. So if you hear my friends at this point, I guess, you know, they very much don't like him. So if you hear Pink Flamingo Guy, that's who that is. And then we have Keel Guy, which is not the best nickname, I will admit. I guess it's not like the most way to hide a name, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, so then after Pink Flamingo Guy, I very much wasn't actively, like, I didn't go out with anyone. I was just like, oof, like, I need a break from that. So then this was in, like, May, that it was right after I got back from It was, like, a month after I got back from Nashville. And we met up with this dude in Nashville who this Kiel guy was friends with. So he saw something I posted about him, and I went into my message requests on Instagram, and he had, like, responded to something. So I'm like, oh, like, who is this guy? Because I hadn't followed him back because I didn't know who he was, and his page was private. So I, like, look him up. I'm like, oh, like, he seems cute and normal, blah, blah, blah. So him and I start talking. After he slid into the DMs, then he asked me out. So then we went out on our first date in May, and I mean, talked every day. Went to Ledgestone, which, you know, is my number one date spot. We had a really good time. The date lasted a really long time. Once again, I think we were the only people left. And once again, ended with a smooch. I need to chill out with that. But I left the date. Keep in mind, I was pretty guarded already at this point. Like, I was just ready. I'm always ready for the shoe to drop. So I just, like, never fully trust the situation. But I'm like, okay, you know, we had a really good time. Like, I definitely knew that we had different lifestyles, that we didn't necessarily enjoy a lot of the same stuff. And I, like, said that to my friends. I was like, I just, like, don't know. And they were like, Hannah, you're being insane. Like, you're always looking for something wrong so you can't get hurt. Like, just give it a try. I'm like, okay, I'm being crazy, whatever. So then we went out again a couple days later, and then we ended up, like, seeing each other for a couple months this summer. Like, going on dates, spending nights at each other's places, very much dating, or so I thought. Here we go. You know where this is going, right? So everything was fine. We talked, like, all day, every day, would hang out, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was 4th of July weekend, I want to say, that I spent the night at his place. But then, like, there was another issue where I would ask him to come and, like, hang out with my friends and I. And he, like I said before, we were very different. And, like, I'm a very social person, and he has friends, like, he has a social life, whatever, but he was just, like, he would, like, get nervous about, like, being around all of the people that I'm with, which I get. I mean, it's a taunting thing. I have a lot of friends, so I get it, but I just felt like he never would. And so I'm, like, was trying not to look too far into it. But then I asked him to come with us. Like, I spent the night there, and then I asked him to come up to Door County with us. And then he, like, texted me the morning of, saying he couldn't make it. And then I shut down at that point. Even if there wasn't anything going on, I shut down because I'm like, I'm so used to knowing the signs. So I'm like, well, here we go. Here we go again. So I, like, didn't talk to him the rest of the day. I was just bummed because I just had a feeling. So we still talked, I guess, like, the next couple of days. I didn't talk to him that day, but then it was, like, a couple nights later, we were texting about something else, and then finally I'm like, I'm just gonna say something. So then I pulled the, like, what is going on here, you know? I don't know if you're just busy, because he's a coach. I'm like, I don't know. I know that your season is starting, and that, you know, are you just busy with that? Am I looking into this? Blah, blah, blah. And then the text came. Yep, you know the one. The I'm not ready for a relationship one. There we have it. Happened again. After 2 months, you know, after he started the whole thing. So that's fun. And he's a really good guy. Again, I'm not out here, like, bashing these guys, but I mean, I felt really crummy about it. I'm not gonna lie, because from the beginning, I had reservations, and I let myself go there then. And then, I mean, I was still, like, hanging out with someone else at the time. This Keel and I started hanging out, blah, blah, blah. I, like, stopped hanging out with that person because I then realized, like, oh, like, this could be something, you know, I do like him. And then I, you know, then my guard went right back up. So that one was definitely a what the heck moment, and it was a real bummer. And he's another guy who, if he's listening, again, don't think you're a bad guy, but you're full of crap, because I know that you're in a relationship now. And I'm pretty sure started this relationship, like, right after. At least that's what I think in my mind. So another burnt pancake situation. But that was the moment that I had my I need a break from this, because I felt so bad. Like, I felt like garbage, where I was like, here we go again. You know, I'm the one who had reservations about this, but then I let my guards down. I let it happen because I'm like, maybe, you know, I'm being crazy and I'll whatever. And then it still ended up biting me in the butt. And so I needed a break after that. I was like, I don't want to go through this again anytime soon. And then at one point he said in our conversation that he wasn't sure what my intentions were. And I was like, are you nuts? I'm like, what do you think my intentions are? We've been hanging out for 2 months. We've been going on like dates. Like what? What do you mean? So I don't know. I'm fully convinced that because he's so nice. He's such a nice person. I'm not saying that he's not, but I think that was just his way of like trying to end things with me and be nice. But at the end of the day, it like no matter what, it still really hurts. So that is the last person that I like went on multiple dates with this year. After that, I was like, I don't want to go on dates. Then I went on kind of a little bit of a crazy girl streak. I will be fully transparent and say that I had a slutty girl summer. I told all my friends that. I was like, I'm just going to have fun. And I did. I had a lot of fun. But starting Q1 2024, I'm going to tame my life down. But I definitely just went into the rest of the year as like, I'm just going to have fun. I'm not going to look too much into like anything. I did go on some dates with some guys that were great guys. They just weren't the guys for me. And here we are. Now it's December of 2023 and I'm in a much better headspace. I will say, though, Keel Guy did go public with his new relationship on Christmas, and I did see that on Facebook, and I had a slight moment of my heart in my butthole, but, you know, we're past it. Everything happens for a reason. 2024 will be a new year, turning a new page, but I am going to say if I get one more goddamn text from someone pulling that line, I am going to burn all of Wisconsin down, so... There we have it. I was very vulnerable in this episode. I really let you in on all of the ins and outs of your girl's dating life in the last year and a half, 2 years. You know, so there were people I left out. I don't know. There might be guys listening to this that I actually went out with a couple times and they're probably like, why is she talking about me? I'm really only talking about the people that I know might come up when I have people who are in my life on the podcast, when we talk about different dating stories. And I know that a lot of girls, sadly, have gone through these exact same situations. So just know I'm here for you, sister. Do not let it get you down. I know that's easier said than done, but do not let a situationship, a man, a woman, whoever, determine your self-worth because you're amazing. And you just have to remind yourself of all of the amazing, epic, awesome things that you have going on in your life and that you will make someone very happy one day and that your perfect person is out there somewhere. This is just me pretty much giving myself that pep talk. So just know I feel ya. You know, social media is fake. I have a lot of people who reach out to me and I guess I see people too, and I just think that like they have everything going for them in their life. And I remember I was even on one of my dates with cute guy. Oh, I do want to talk about a cute date situation that we had, but I think I had told him that I'm like not confident in myself, or that I definitely have moments where I like don't feel secure in myself, or that like if I walk into a room of people that I don't know, I get like really freaked out and I get scared. And he was like shocked by that. So just know that social media is not, you know, it's a highlight reel, and I know you know that, but I definitely have a lot of insecurities, and I definitely have had a lot of ups and downs this year of like trying to figure that out. So just know that I definitely feel those things too. So I just want you to know that. But I did want to say, after I just bashed him, I didn't bash him, but I told the truth, so I guess that's not bashing. But I did want to say there was one very cute, we did call him a taco guy, taco and Taylor Swift guy too, because there was one night I went over there and we made tacos, and he like the sunset was so pretty in his backyard, and so we would always eat like food out there, and we made tacos and ate them in his backyard with the sun setting, and he played Taylor Swift because it was like right before I went to the Taylor Swift concert, and it was very iconic. So, you know, great guy. His new girlfriend, he lied to me about being ready for a relationship for, is very lucky, I'm sure, that he does very nice stuff for her. So I just needed to end on being nice after that. I am so mortified knowing that these men I'm talking about could be listening to this. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think that's why I haven't done this podcast in so long, because I'm truly terrified of that. So just know, guys, that I'm like not loving this either. Okay. So there you have it. First episode back, Caffeinated and Confused. We have an all new image for the podcast. We've got a new intro, as I'm sure you might have heard. and it's a new era of Caffeinated and Confused. I'm going to do my best to have a weekly episode. We're going to drop an episode every Thursday. I am going to have my good friend Amariah on for the first podcast of 2023. We are going to do a pit and peak recap of the year. So we're going to talk about the pits and peaks of our year. We're going to talk about the pits and peaks of pop culture. You'll get to know her a little bit, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to have different people in my life on every single week. So I'm excited for you to get to know them. I'm excited for you to hear the episodes and to bring you along on my 2024 journey, because you just heard about my journey over the last year and a half, and that was only, 15% of it. So we're going to be on this ride together. And again, thank you for caring. I mean, I feel super freaking awkward putting my life out there like this, and I worry way too much about what other people think. Like, I'm sitting here being like, oh my God, people are going to be like, I can't believe, why is she on there talking about her dating life? Like, people care, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I have just as many insecurities about it, and I feel very weird about it, but it's also kind of therapeutic, and I get messages quite literally every single day asking me when I'm bringing the podcast back. So here you have it. I'm putting myself out there for you. So if I never get a date again because of this, it's because of you, caffeinated listeners. So thank you. New episode going to be coming out next Thursday with Amariah. So get ready for it and have a great New Year's. Have so much fun. I hope that you ring it in with all the people you love, or I hope you go to bed and don't even ring it in. That's cool too. So I will talk to you in the new year. See you next year.